Sports betting brother, and hey, bring it up, and happy Friday. Hey, it's Friday, August 27th, 2021, as we, again, are back for the podcast for sportsbetuniversity.com. We are Bet School. Bet School, are you kidding me? You can get fundamental, technical, situational, all the, basics and skills you need to know as a beginner and or struggling sports bettor. And that's what we do, guys. We want to, you know, kind of spend about 5-10 minutes a day to bring you a quick podcast. You know, nothing's, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half. Who the hell has that kind of time? So we want to try to bring you a good quality 5 to 10 minutes, give you a little education, give you a little information. I hope you come away every day with a little something to add to your repertoire of betting and help your skills. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to help. At sportsbetuniversity.com, we do have classes and courses. We have a bachelor course, which is basically just available to show people as beginners and struggling sports bettors, you know, just the 9 or 10 things that are must-haves, you know, the things that you're going to encounter, things that you need to be aware of, and sort of help you decide whether, you know, it's for you, whether you know, sports betting is for you or not. And that allows you to make a good decision to go to the next level, which is the master's course. And that is where we get into the blueprint and the roadmap to help you break down and decipher and go through the sports and the games. And we get into showing you how to use quantitative analytics tools. We get into helping you build a roadmap and design your profitable, successful betting as you go forward. And of course, our PhD courses, the one-on-one, a lot of interactive things. We do twice a week meetings online together to break down the slate, talk about the selections, talk about the bet execution or money management, and that's our highest level of interaction and helping people out. So we have something for everybody, I believe. But you know, on a daily basis, though, we're going to come here on the podcast real quick to share a few minutes of what we're seeing in the market today. Maybe give you a selection. We hit 2-0 for you yesterday on a couple of MLB games, with the Dodgers coming through at a -130 and also the Yankees coming through at a -110 on some MLB games. So that's a nice jump for us to get out of the gate with a 2-0 start for you. Do like one game that we'll, you know, throw at you today and talk about that and describe why we're on this particular selection. We're actually looking at the over 10 runs today in the Tampa-Baltimore game. And really, you know, from a charts and standpoint relative to the analytics, It definitely is available in a lower efficiency time. I guess what I'm saying is you don't have everyone and their brother betting on the total of the Tampa game, right? I mean, it's a smaller population of people that are hitting this. But anytime you've got the Rays that are coming around hitting the ball really, really well, you got a nice trend of 12-2 over. Overs with the Rays and the Orioles this season. You got Matt Harvey on the mound. Holy crap, right there in and of itself, you know, looking at a north of a 6.0 ERA. And just, you know, Orioles at home. So you like the fact that if they're sort of a live dog or a team that was definitely going to get a last at bat more than likely, they got that much extra time to put some runs on the board. So we like that number. It's a little bit high, and we believe it's high for a reason. So that's what we're playing tonight. And those are the reasons, and that's the information of kind of how we've come to the conclusion for that particular selection. So again, over 10 runs in the Tampa Bay Baltimore game tonight. That's our game we'll be monitoring and watching. And if you want to tail or fade, that's up to you. But we want to try to come here every day and give you a little insight on what we're doing. I want to also remind you, if you haven't got an account set up for your wagering, mybookie.ag, one of our favorites. It's an offshore account, a good place to play a lot of dogs, a lot of good benefits and bonus programs. And if you don't have an account, make sure you stop over there, get hooked up, and let them know that sportsbetuniversity.com sent you. And that helps us keep the lights on, so we do appreciate that. But also, too, we'll talk more about analytics tools and capping and situational things coming up next week. We got a lot of football things going on. We're working on it for you, putting together a lot of tools, a lot of resources there. So, again, next week's going to be a big, big week. Make sure you tune in Monday through Friday. We're in the Rocky Mountain time zone, so we're coming to you typically around 1 o'clock Mountain time. And we try to get it to where it's early enough to where you have some time to get your wagers in, but also late enough in the day to where we have more time to do some research and pull together more information for you. So typically between 1 and 2 o'clock Mountain Time is when we'll be posting this. And also join us on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter, and we'll be adding some Instagram things as well. So make sure you tune in that way. That way you get a quick alert when these are available and ready to go. So again, thanks for your listenership. We appreciate it, and go have a good Friday.